USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The mayor of Burlington, Vermont, expressed shock at the shooting of three college students of Palestinian descent in his city.
This horrific, unprovoked attack was a tragic violation of the values and character of this welcoming, inclusive community.
Miro Weinberg thanked law enforcement for swiftly apprehending the suspect, 48-year-old Jason Eaton. Eaton pleaded not guilty in court this morning to three counts of attempted second-degree murder. Two of the victims are in stable condition, while the third has been seriously injured. U.S. military officials reported that a Navy warship, the USS Mason, faced a missile attack from a rebel-controlled area in Yemen Sunday. The incident occurred as the Mason responded to a distress call from a commercial tanker in the Gulf of Aden, whose crew reported being under attack by an unknown entity. The missile launch occurred after the Mason pursued five armed individuals who had fled the tanker. According to the U.S. Central Command, the missiles landed about 10 nautical miles from the ships. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a two-day pause in fighting, according to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Hamas has committed to releasing another 20 women and children over the next 2 days. We would, of course, hope to see the pause extended further.
Kirby estimates that fewer than 10 Americans are still held by the militant group, while more than 50 hostages, mostly women and children, have been released by Hamas. The White House is advocating for a longer pause to secure the release of all hostages. Memorial services for the late former First Lady Rosalynn Carter are underway today in Atlanta. The public can pay their respects as she lies in repose in the lobby of the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library. Her funeral will be held Wednesday in Plains, Georgia. And Google is set to remove inactive accounts starting December 1st. Unattended accounts with photos, calendar entries, emails, contacts, and drive documents will be deleted. Company said the action will be taken to enhance user security. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Sunday marked a new single travel record at the nation's airports, with the TSA reporting that over 2.9 million people passed through security checkpoints as they returned home from Thanksgiving. Airlines also recorded record numbers during the period from November 17th to the 23rd. It's Cyber Monday, and time to look for those online sales.
Amazon definitely has some hidden ones, like a 32-inch high-def TV for only $80. There's also vacuum cleaners, pillows, AirPods, mattresses, furniture, and plenty of other electronics at huge discounts. But beware of scams and do your research. If you want to purchase something and you don't know much about the company, Google the name and type scam or the word research after it, or you can always contact your local Better Business Bureau. I'm Corey Myers.
Two of the deadliest states for cyclists are Florida and California. That's according to data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. From 2017 to 2021, Florida recorded 805 cyclist deaths, while California followed with 712. When considering the percentage of cyclist deaths in relation to total road deaths, the top five deadliest states are Florida, New York, Hawaii, California, and Delaware. New York Representative George Santos expects to be kicked out of Congress possibly this week. He made the prediction on X during the holiday weekend and accused his colleagues of hypocrisy, alleging they're all drunks and that Congress is full of people with criminal records. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.